Right in the middle of the page, we're going to start from the beginning of the line. Alecha. Shmuz Alecha. The Alecha is the beginning of the line. We're starting from the end of the line, Bikika Omer. Nearly in line with the Tosas, the Potra, just above that. Everyone's got the place? So, we're coming to a very exciting point in our discovery of where did Rav Papa actually say his din, that we have a Tolta, which is similar to Zav, but hasn't got the same din as Zav, but it's not similar enough, and we're actually getting an answer now. So says the Gemara, we're going to go through the Gemara and explain it, and see what Rashi has informed us about. So says the Gemara, Ki koma Rav Papa atolta derekel. So where did he send it? He sent it from Tolta derekel. Something which is not written in the Torah, but it's in parts of the Parsha of Regel. That doesn't have the same thing as Regel. Regel? You mean Regel? Where did you discuss Regel? On the Amidalos. How Okman told the Regel. You already told us that the Tolda of Regel, yeah, you know, brushing with your, not stamping on someone's, on produce, that's the out, but you brush it with your body, or you knock it with your hair, the body. Those are told as regal on the dark, which are karegal, they have published in the regal of the Achayev. So what do you mean regal? No, we've got a case. Chatsi nezek sururus. We're talking about the case of sururus. Chatsi nezek. You only pay half the amount due, you only pay half. The avlof of regal, you pay the whole lot. When it's Soros, which is also regal, Soros, we'll discuss what Soros actually is, we'll see in Russia what it is. Soros, which is also regal, there you only pay half. So we've got a case, which is a toll to a regal, we've got a case, which is a toll to a regal, and doesn't have the same din as regal. It's only half the value, only half the value of the Amalach. So Soros is the case. So it says the Gemara carries on. The halacha gemira lo. It's a halacha Moshe Min Sinai. Halacha Moshe Min Sinai that you pay half and you don't pay the whole. The Gemara then asks an interesting question. The Gemara says, okay, you found your case. You found the case told to regal, which is not like regal. So my correlate told to the regal. Why do you call it a toll to regal? If it's not like the avmalacha regal, because you're only paying half, so why is it called a tolta? Now, first question we can ask on this Gemara is, we don't understand why is the Gemara asking this question. Why is it called tolta to regal? Why? Because we've had already two doubts discussing, there's a case out there that is a tolta of one of the avmalachos, which is not like the avmalacha, which means, according to Rashi, it means you don't pay, you don't pay. And we said it's called a tolda, even although you don't pay, what we understood, the reason why it's called a tolda of whatever that avmalacha is, we said it's one of, I haven't got to say this as an av, because you pay, here you don't pay, because it's a tolda, but it's still called a tolda, why? Why is it called a tolda? It's similar practice. I mean, what halachas is it going to actually have? Like, the, even though you don't pay like the other, what halachas do you have? Even though it's not the same as payment, we say. Two. No. He has to look after it. He has to look after it. So therefore, we always knew that Rav Papa was talking about a case where the tolta out there is not that big out, and that you don't pay like that, but it's still called a tolta because even though it's not like that for payments, it's slightly up, that you have to look after it, and you have to make sure that it doesn't create problems. So therefore, that's why it's called a tolta. So why is now the Gemara asking, why is this slurus, which is a tolta record, why is it called a tolta record? I'm simply asking. You know why it's called the Tolda Regal? It's not what I mean. It's not the same thing as the Avmalacha, but it's the reason why it's called the Tolda is because it's in the Parsha of Regal, and since it's in the Parsha of Regal, you have to look after it like the Avmalacha. You have to look after the Tolda as well. You have to look after it. So why is it going to ask you? Why is it called the Tolda Regal? I know why it's called the Tolda Regal. I've never had this problem before. I never had this what's Rob Hubbard talking about before. So that's the first question we had. So what answers? You know what I called the toll of the metal? The Shalim Minaria. To tell you that even though you're only paying half, and not the whole amount, where does the half have to be paid from? You can get the payments from anything, from any of his nechosim. It's not limited to the animal itself that caused the damage, which is why the keren, the tam keren, you can only get payments from the animal itself, and not nothing else of his nechosim. Even though he caused damage, you only can get the payment for that damage from the animal which caused the damage. No, it's regal. Regal that it can get the payment, which is in this case half, from all his nechosim, anything. Okay. You're gonna ask questions of Rashi. Yeah, you're gonna ask? Yeah, very good. Okay, we're gonna see. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's a regal because it's not like Karen, it's like regal, they can actually make you get payment from all his possessions. So the Gemara then asks the question, Hamavoy boy Rafa, how come you're so sure that you can get from all his possessions? It's for when Rafa had a shaila where the Sarah's payment can get from all the possessions. The boy robber, Robert Steiner was cutting Nezik's Surahs. This payment of half the money, in the case of Surahs, is Magufa Mashalem, or Minaliyah Mashalem. Robert said, I don't know, maybe you pay only from the animal itself, like Karen, or maybe you pay from Ozor Hosalai. I'm not sure, said Robert. You're sure? Why are you sure? Robert wasn't sure. You're so sure. Why are you so sure? So the Gemara says, the robber Maboya lay, the Rakopa Besiva lay. Rakopa wasn't sure, but Rakopa is sure. Rakopa held for sure you get payment, you're allowed to, entitled to get payment from all his possessions. His also. Second question, some apostle question, what did Rava and Rakopa argue about? Why Rava was in doubt, didn't know, and Rakopa is sure and positive that you only get possessed, you can get payment for anything. Why is there, what's their machlokes? That's the second question we have to discover. So, then the Gemara asks, the robber to my boy, okay, you're saying robber doesn't know. Maybe you only get from the animal itself. Maybe, okay. So according to robber, my correlate told the rebel. According to Rava, if there's a chance that even by surahs you can only get from the animal, so why is it, and again, we go back to our original question, why is surahs called the dozo of the regal? If you don't pay like regal, in money form, and you can't get the payment from the possessions like regal, so what form is it like a total regal? Why is it in the partial regal? You only pay half. And you only can get from the animal, maybe. So why is it called a Tolda Regal? According to Rava. So Mother said, no, I don't answer. The Potter Birushus Rabin. According to Rava, the reason why Snurus is called a Tolda Regal in that category, because if Rava agrees, it's possible that Snurus, if it takes place in the Birushus Rabin, the owner is released from paying, which is a special dispensation only in the mazik of regal. Regal has a dispensation from the learned out from Sukkim, we'll see later on, that if it's a mazik of regal, and the Bashan regal dispensation, if it takes place in the Shusna Rabim, you're off the hook. But if it's Karen, or the others, Karen, you don't have that special dispensation, even if it's just Rabim Karen you have to pay. So Rabim says, even though you're paying half, which is not like regal. And even you may be paying from the animal itself, which is not like regal. I call it regal because it has the dispensation like regal, which is that you're off the hook if it takes place in the Rosh Hashanah. That's why I call it regal. So the third question that I have is this such a good answer that it's in the parsha of regal because it's off the hook in Rosh Hashanah, So why didn't we say that at the beginning for Rapapa? When you asked the question of Rapapa, why is it called Renal? And you came up with the answer because he could get from all his possessions the payment. Don't say that. That is, you know, a debate up to grabs, you know. Say something which is boru, clear, according to everybody. And the reason why it's regal, because according to all opinions, it fits into this halacha of regal that is off the hook for a shusharabi. And therefore, say that, why didn't you want to say that as an original answer in Rapapa? Why do you only, I'm forced into a corner, my brother, and now I come out with this card and say, you know why it's regal? Because of shusharabi. Why is it so bad, this answer, that you only do it when you're forced into a corner? Say it originally, when Rapapa was asked the question, why are you calling it regal? Say that answer. Those are the three questions we have in just reading the Gemara without Rashi. Three questions, nothing to do with Rashi. Start with reading the Gemara. Repeat the three questions. First question was, is that, why are we suddenly asking, why is it told him? If you don't pay like that, why is it told him? What do you mean? Up to now, the whole two gafi, I've never had a problem with that. And the reason why is because you're hired to look after it, like the app. Suddenly you've got a problem over here. That's the first question. Second question we have, what tuck is the machlokas Rav and Rapapa? Rapapa is not so sure whether you can get from your possessions. Rapapa says, I'm sure you can get from everywhere. What's the machlokas over there? Third question is that Rav, you know why it's called the Tzolta Regal? Because of the dispensation of Rishus Rav. Why didn't Rav, you're happy to say that answer for Rapapa? It sounds like you only if you're pushed into a corner you say such answer. What's wrong with this answer? Something wrong. Three questions on the Gemara. Yes, Rav, you want to ask a question? Yeah, so maybe it's a definition. Now, what I'm actually saying, let's start thinking, has tried to answer these questions. Maybe there's in Rava, Rapapa, Machlokas, in defining exactly what is Sverus, and that will have a knock on effect to answering their Machlokas, and maybe have a similar way of discussing and answering the other two questions. Okay, that's already a kibbutz. Let's analyze Rashi's words. Maybe Rashi's words will help us understand what's going on over here. In the sugya. Okay. So let's go back to Rashi. The Chatzi Nezik Sverus, Rashi says. Chatzi Nezik Sverus. So Rashi says, what exactly is this Sverus case? Well, that you call it red or what happens? So Hoysa Malachas, the cow is walking along in a merry day, minding his own business. Vetizu Sverus, as he walks, his foot went down on some stones, baraglo, and it made the stones shoot up. The shovra tekelim, and those stones went flying through the air, and it broke some of these last bars, or something like that. That's the case of shows. The animal walks unexpectedly, doesn't know what's happening, and it doesn't do anything but kavana. He walks, and just the way he puts his leg down makes it the stone throw up and hit someone's kelim. Okay, the time long we pass it. The hill puts the gemir on the Moshe Mishnah. That this is a special halacha of Moshe Mishnah. What's the halacha of Moshe Mishnah? The mamonahu halacha of Moshe Mishnah. What does it say in this halacha of Moshe Sinai? That it's mamono. It's a just claim. It's not some penalizing the guy for no reason. There's a good claim over here. He deserves to pay. He needs to. What's the difference between mamono and knas? What it means is that he done something that damaged somebody, and the guy's got now a claim. Has he got a real claim that really should pay? Yes, mamono. If it's knas, really you shouldn't have to pay, but we give you a knas that you should pay. Mamona means he's got a good claim halachically in the Hilchos Mamonos for you to pay for damage in such a scenario. V'lo kanas is not a penalty. It's not a penalty. It's not some penalty. Now, ask one first question on Rashi. L'chaira, Rashi held, we go to Abbas's question, Rashi held, if you hold folders are not like the Alf, There's one case where the Torah's not allowed. What did Rashi say is the result? Beginning of the Masechta and the Mishnah, and on the face, he also mentioned it. If you hold, you find this case. Eventually, you find this case. And now we have. Told that it's not like the other, not exactly similar to us. What's the result? That's not like the other. What's going to be the result of that now? Not like the other. What's that that comes out? You don't pay anything. Rashi said you don't pay good. So, we found the case. Oh great, we found the case. So talk about that. So what's the result? Don't pay anything. No, no, no. Wrong. That's not what happens. You don't pay, you do pay something. What do you pay? That's how's Rashi gonna answer that? He told us all along that if you find this case, you're off the hook. Zero. You found the case, you pay off. What's going on? So what's the simple answer to that? What's the simple answer to that? Up to now, you say you pay zero. So how are you going around from zero to half? How are you going to answer it? So the best way to answer that question would say, you found your case that you're paying half, yeah? And they tell you, you know why you're paying half? Really, you should pay zero. Talkers are not like the other, zero. Why you pay half? You should pay half. Special Allah for the Shusinai that you get to pay half because even though you don't deserve it, you pay half. That's the answer that Rashi will have to say. But Rashi doesn't say. He just says the opposite. He says the opposite. That's a problem. He says the opposite. He's saying the wrong words. He's saying the wrong words. He should be saying, in all words, it's not like the other. You're off the hook, so why are you paying? Zayas and Kosovo. In this case, it's not Zayas. Allah, God, this is I. Pay half, you don't deserve it. Klaas. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, the halakha of the Sinai tells me it's Mamona. Okay.
Raf?
Yes,
can I ask you? Tell me, please, to make all the difference in half, why we have to go to zero, not just different number?
Because that's Rashi's shifter. And you're thinking about Abu Shogun, maybe. But Rashi is clear from the first Rashi in the Mishnah and also on the base over there, that if you find this case, eventually you pay zero. You pay nothing because it's not written in the Torah. So the only ones which are written in the Torah are you hired to pay? It's not written in the Torah. You're not hired to pay. Meaning told us which are not similar to us is not written in the Torah. If it's not similar enough, it's either not written. If it's not written, so we got no payment. That's very simple and Rashi is very simple. Rashi is saying you should pay nothing because it's not written in the Torah. You only have a payment written in the Torah and it's not enough of a dimion, not enough comparison. It's not written, so you're off the hook. That's how Rashi's been learning up to now. So now, we find the case. Okay, so you should pay zero. And you could say, well, you still pay half. No reason. Can that? But Rashi doesn't say that. He says, Mamona. That's a question on Rashi. So then Rashi continues. Mamona who? The obviously not is, you pay because you deserve. Look at us, not penalty. The after God, and he says, even although, the palga nezik shal negicha havi kanas, even although, when we're talking about the subject of damages through keren, through the horn, that we say the ox gores somebody the first time, you also pay half, the halacha the first 3 times you pay half, and we say over there, you're paying half because of a penalty, because you don't really deserve it, because it's a way off case, no one expects this to happen, not even the owner expects to happen, and therefore he never thought it would happen. It happened, he should pay anything, because he wasn't negligent in anything. So why was he paying? So the Torah says you pay half for goring, and the Gemara says it must be a penalty, class. So even though we do find half payments being called a penalty, and the Chorah Rashi is saying, maybe this service, this is half payment, should also be a penalty. It's that. Kadorin the Kaman. How far can this come on? But here, half payment is deserved, not a penalty. Okay? He doesn't say why. Doesn't say why. Why here is it deserved? After Kent, we would say it's not deserved. And then he carries on the interesting words. Hilchot. Love told him to carry them. And since you're paying half, but because you deserve, and not because of penalty, therefore it's not in the category of keren, because keren is when it's a penalty, and this is not a penalty, this is deserved. Eleh regel, it's in the category of regel. Why is it in the category of regel? To mekoach regel hu da'osi. Because it comes from the foot. I don't understand. I don't understand what Rashi's saying. He's saying it's not keren. Because keren is penalty. This is not penalty you deserve. So what is it? It's regel. Why is it regel? Because the damage was caused by the foot. A regel's foot. Hold on. You told me that this Sarah's case is not really doma to the av, which we haven't really discussed why, okay? It's not doma to the av. So it's not really in regel. So not regel. It's not comparable to the av. So why are you saying now that it is regel? So it's regel because it came from his big toe, touched the stone, and it clicked up. Okay. But that's not a reason to make anything regal or shame. I'll give you an example. What did he say based on the base? If an animal bites somebody maliciously with his teeth, what did the Gemara say? Oh, teeth! It's shame! Because he uses teeth! What did the say that? What did the Gemara say? It's Karen because he's doing maliciously. I don't care what part of his body he's using. Parts of the body doesn't define categories. So why does Rashi suddenly say a part of the body now defines it as being in the category? And since he used his foot to flick up the stone, now it's regular. Up to now you're saying parts of body doesn't define categories at all. It's either meniscus, hamor, or common unknowing. If he would have said, you know, it's regular because he didn't have any kavanah to this, he was just walking in the path and it flicked up, I would understand. I understand. That you're saying it's regal because of the natural thing of regal. But he's saying it's regal because he used his foot. Using foot is nothing. Doesn't make sense. Regal, lo hafi, but it's not manish like regal. The regal mashan nezek sholem, because classic regal pays the whole amount, and here's only a half. Behind the girl, but that's what Rav Papa's case is, if you got a tolzer, which is not like the up, you only pay half, and that's the case. So at the end of the day, we read Rashi, and hoping Rashi helps us out with the plot. He's just made things even worse. We don't understand what you're saying, Rashi. You're saying that it's a payment which is due, not just a penalty. Well, you should be saying it's a penalty because it's not due at all. Because it's not like the toll's not enough. Secondly, you're telling me over here that it's incorrectful because it's using the foot. Well, that's not like any of the Gemara's up to now. It says we don't care what part of the body you're using. We want to know what's behind the damage, that's what you want to know. So I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what Rashi is saying either. Okay. So let's carry on Rashi. Let's carry on Rashi's. And then just read the Rashi's. The rest of the Rashi's won't be so difficult for us, but just for Hashloma of where we're up to. And then we'll try and tackle that out, these issues in front of us. So the Gemara actually says, am I correlated to the regal? Gemara says, no, why is it called regal? You're only paying half. You know why it's called, why it was not asking the question? Because the Gemara's question is, since you're not paying like regal, not paying like it, so why is it regal? Okay, we already asked the question that it still should be regal because you have to look after it. So it says, the shalom in aliyah, it's because you have to pay from everyone's, from all your possessions, not just the animal. Because if you damage, you damage something which was worth $200, and the animal itself that caused the damage was only worth $100, you're going to have to pay the extra $100, not from the animal, because your animal is only worth $100, so you've got a missing $100. You have to make up the gap from your own possessions in your house. Key rental, the sieve, but light rental. Like regal, you always make up the gap of payments from your house. Except for the regal, maintenance of there, because it's written in the flesh of the possum, you have to pay damages, maintenance of there from the best of your possessions. So all your possessions. And that's not like Karen. You're only damaging from Karen. From goring is only a payment from the animal that caused the damage. You sell the live one that caused the damage. You split into two and give half to the person that was damaged. That's, he gets a payment for the live animal. Then his it goes out of his almost. And if he happens to lie down, it will be less expensive than the whole damage. The one who gets damaged will now lose. He lost $200. He can only get maximum of $100. Yeah. And then he's lost $100. And why was the rather is it called regal if maybe you even pay for the animal? So what way is it regal? The first provision is the rather. So you're off the hook. Ki regal, just like regal, if it happens in Rishus Rabim, you're off the hook. The regal in Chayes, and again, nif solutions, and is it regal damage is only obligated for the owner to pay if it damages in somebody's private property. Physical and damages over there, he enters in somebody's private yard and damages over there. It's simple because it's a posuk. The shilet has a beer. He sends the animal, a beer was sold out, and it caused damage in somebody else's property, but not in the public. I'm just a lizard that's in the property of the one who's getting damaged, but not in the public area. Okay, that's Rashi. So we've got three questions on the Gemara, we've got two questions on Rashi, and we need to have clarity. So, I'm going to now give out some paper. I'm going to share the screen, and we'll see, we'll try and get understand what's going on in this room here. As much as we can today, we'll finish it off tomorrow. Okay, let's try to understand. Now, this source, we know what the case of the source, the animal's walking along the path, his leg hits a stone, it flies up and smashes. Now, why, first question is, why is this not classic regal? Why is this not similar to the Av? The case of the Av in the Torah is, he walks along and he doesn't see where he's going and he steps on somebody's vegetable patch and tramples on the vegetable patch. That's the out. Why is this not similar to that out? Why is this not similar to that out?
Isn't this a bit like Ish in Shavuos?
Oh, I was. It's indirect, says Mr. Bloch. What other words?
It's a bit like Ish. It's traveling. It's not
it's
direct.
It's traveling. It's a traveling damage. Mr. Wedders, want to say another word? Remote control, okay. It's not as predictable, okay. Can you do shmira on the regular regular? What's the difference between this and regular? We're trying to work out what's this? Why it's not like regular? So, I have different lessons. Brahmas, less control, less motzoi. So it's less control and maybe less common. Okay. Have I given out the wrong? Okay, fine. What type of food do you got? I'll make sure you got it. No, fine. You've got right sheets. Okay. So let's go number one on these sheets. Rashi says on Yud Zayin on base, you can look it up yourself in the Gemara, but I prefer to do it this because you're doing it. It's easier to find it. So it says Rashi, this is on the base. It's kol mashu kocho velo gufo for Israel. Anything which is energy and not physical body is called service. So Rashi is defining what is the category of service as a definition. He's saying, if the animal damages with his physical body, that's the classic case in the Torah. Slurus is when he doesn't damage with his body, he just damages something with his energy. Because the stone is flying through the air. How's it, Mr. Goffman will know this. Scientifically, why is it flying through the air? No one's touching it now as it's flying through the air. Why is it flying through the air and moving and hitting something? What's doing that over there? No one's doing anything at that stage. So how's it preparing for the end? It's initiated. What did he put into the stone that enables the stone to travel? He got kohach, he got energy. Yeah. So you don't have the animal damaging. So when the actual impact takes place of the stone on the vase, you can't say it's the animal damaging. You can say it's the energy of the animal which is damaging, but not the actual animal which is damaging. So Rashi says, whenever it's not the animal itself damaging, but it's the energy of the animal's damaging, that is called kozlo, and that's shreiros. And that's the not over to the actual of in the term. It's kozlo. So I'm actually saying when a human being damages through not himself with his knuckles, but he does it through also energy, so therefore we should say that you should be off the hook. That's what Rashi said. So let's read next Rashi. Rashi says on Saf Beis Amud Aleph, a person who damages through his energy, chayev nezik shalom. A person who damages through energy, not himself, is chayev. She'ein din sroes ba'atam. Because there's no din of sroes by man. So yeah, exactly that's the case. So the thing is, what's the classic case, as Dr. Dinner said, as we discussed already on our omelet, was that spit that comes out of a human being that damages, and we said that's the tolder of a Odom Hamazik, and he is tried to pay the lot, and Rashi's explaining in Chabez, because there's no dispensational concept of another leniency called energy by man damaging. Energy by an animal damaging, you can hear, is different. But energy by man damaging is not different. Now, soon we're going to explain why is it different by an animal. If you're so clear by human, whether he does it physically with his body or through his energy, there's no difference. Even if it's not written in the Torah, you're going to be tired. So why, when the animal does it through his body, it's chayav, that's written in the Torah. If he does it from his energy, it's not written in the Torah, and you're not going to be chayav. Why by human being, you don't make such a difference? And by animal, you do make such a difference. And it's based on svaras, because there's no other thing that we're saying over here. It's no bakar, so it's a svara. A energy of an animal is not the same as an animal. But energy of a human being is the same as a human being. Why? So, if you go to Maramaka number 2, and we'll see a Gemara, and it's basically a Gemara in Yuzayin on base, and it says like this. And you just note who's going to be speaking, who's the Amora going to be speaking, very important over here. Hochi Katoni. We got a Mishnah, Sroes Ki Orchayu. When you do Sroes, when it happens by animal, energy damage by the animal in a normal fashion, Chatzi Nezek, you only pay half, fine. That's the Rabbonon. There is a Tana out there called Sumchus who says Sroes Mishdalet Nezek Shalom. He doesn't hold of this whole thing of energy being different. He says energy damage does pay the full whack. According to Sumchus. But Rabbonon holds that it is different, only half. Okay, he argues on this. He argues on Halacha Mishisina. He says no Halacha Mishisina by Sroes. And we'll discuss it there, and how can you argue? There's the whole big thing. Can you argue? Halacha Mishnah is nice. Then, Amar Rava. Rava, remember, he's the same person who's talking in our Kulah as well. Amar Rava. Bishlom Sumchus. I understand Sumchus. He plays the whole whack. Kosova, Kokho, Kokovadam. Because he's saying energy is just as bad as the physical damage from the animal, and energy from the damage is the same. Okay, I understand. We see that by man. You understand that. El Rabbonon. But Rabbonon, you only pay half. I don't understand. Eka gufa domi. If your whole energy is like the same as the physical damage from the body, and energy damage is the same, kula nezik, then you have to pay the whole thing. Vi love gufa domi. But if you hold that energy is not like physical damage, which is written in the Torah, then chatzi nezik nami lo mishalim. You should pay anything. If energy energy is not like the Az in the Torah. The other Torah is physical damage. And energy is not the same. So it's not written there. So therefore, you shouldn't pay anything. You should pay zero. So why is Rabbanon saying you pay half? I don't understand why Rabbanon is saying you pay half. It's in the middle of nowhere. Either you pay the whole lot, because it's exactly like the Az in the Torah. Energy and physical is the same. Or you pay nothing. Because it's written in the Torah, only physical contact and energy is not that, and therefore you're off the hook totally. Why are you paying half? That's Rava's question of this thing. Okay. So we have to try to understand Rabbanan. Okay, Rabbanan say that you don't pay only half. Okay, up to now understood, energy from, let me say, human damages through energy is the same. So why this animal could be different? First we have to understand, obviously, Rabbanon holds energy by animal is not the same. Okay, but we have to understand why. So says the Birchus Shmuel, if you look at the two bases, he explains, why is the animal different from a human being? Din Shah, who rocks a mazik the gufa. A person pays for when his animal damages, only when his animal damages with his physical body. But if the animal damages, but not with his physical body, lo habi shah, then it's not shah. Then it's not his animal. It's not his animal. That's damaging. So what's he saying? Those are his words. Words, he's quoting Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Okay, what is Reb Chaim saying? Reb Chaim is saying, why is a person chayv for when his animal damages? Why? Yeah? Why is he damaged? Let's go with how we're already inclined. We have two opinions out there already, or two ways to learn why somebody is liable to pay for his animal damaging. Yeah, I can damage my animal. Are you paying? Why? Why do you pay? According to at least one of the hachachos who bought, according to Rashi, what does Rashi hold is the reason why you pay for damage which your animal causes. What's the reason? Why are you held responsible? It's your money, and therefore you should look after it, and you're negligent looking after it. So therefore, you only ever pay for not looking after your animal damaging. But to be liable to pay, you're not liable to pay if your animal's koach damages. If the animal's, the energy of the animal, I'm not mechuyev to look after. I'm mechuyev to look after the physical animal from damaging. But I'm not mechuyev to look after the energy of the animal from damaging. And therefore, now we've got, no, we haven't answered that. But now we know why it's different from an Otom Hamazik. Otom Hamazik, a human being who damages, he's not chayv for damage because he's supposed to look after himself. It's not the reason. The reason why he's chayv for damage, because he damaged. Otom damages with his fist, or his kick somebody, that's a shalom, he's chayv, not because you're naughty boy, because you shouldn't look after your foot. You shouldn't, you could look looking after your foot. Since you can look after the leg, and therefore now that your leg and the foot did something, you have to pay because you didn't look after it. That's not why other mazik pays. Why does the other mazik pay? Because you damage, you damage. That's why. So even the energy of the odzom, he has to pay for. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's not because you didn't look after your leg or your spit. The reason is because you damage. Your energy damage is you. But with an animal, the animal's not me. You only get me because I was negligent in looking after something over there. Torah says you only pay for negligence on the animal doing damage. You didn't look after the animal, it caused damage, you have to pay. But if the energy of the animal causes damage, you're not included to me. Now we understand this far. So what's the answer to Rava's question? Why do you only pay half? You should pay nothing. So we do one more line and then we'll finish. The Hemshik of Gemara, Gimel says, Hoda Omer Rava, Lolam Kagufa Domi. Rava says, Rabbanan holds it is Kagufa. Energy is like the animal. And therefore, if the energy is like animal damaging, you have to pay the whole lot. You have to pay the whole lot. So I pay half. Chazik nezek sreus halacha segemila. Eilach nami, you should pay the whole lot. You should pay the whole lot. But it's halacha moshin sinai. It says, even though you should pay the whole lot, you're off the hook. You only pay half. Okay. We're going to leave it with one question. If you're telling me that really energy and the physical body are no different from animal. Yeah, and a half a minute is, it's no difference. And really, you pay, should pay the whole lot. Okay. And now you only pay half because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Got a question or rather over there. Why are you saying that, Rams? You could easily say the other way, Rams. You could easily say it like these words. Really, energy is not like the animal. And really, you should pay nothing. Why do you pay half? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're using Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, we're changing the rules, kachazek, gizay is a gossip, even though it's not understandable, why are you choosing one side of the equation and saying, he's definitely chayav the whole thing and you cut him down to half? Use the other side of the equation. He's definitely potter from everything because it's only energy and make him chayav a half. Why is Rava choosing that way now? Okay. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll continue this discussion back in our Gemara. And see how it all fits, Rapoppa, Rotha, and Rashis, all that. But these are concepts which will help us for that. So, to keep your mind with Comus next month. Why is it not the Sabbath? We do that by Karen.